This is a program of a recording and interview with Phil Oakes and John Dassett in a performance at Wittenberg University in Springfield, Ohio, on October 30th, 1972.
Well, here I am back in the great state of Ohio again. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Deep in time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that so musically wells. From bell, 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 bell. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bell. Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight. Through the dances and the yells and the rapture that impels. How it dwells on the future, how it tells. From the swinging and the ringing of the molten golden bell. Of bell, 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 bell. Of the rhyming and the chiming of the bell. Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells. What a tale of terror now their turbulency tells. Much too horrified to speak, oh, they can only shriek. For all the ears to know how the danger ebbs and flows. Leaping higher, higher, higher with a desperate desire. In a clamorous feeling to the mercy of the fire. With the bells, 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 bells. With the clamor and the clanging of the bell. Hear the tolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their monody compels. For all the sound that floats from the rust within our throats. And the people sit and groan in their muffled monotone. And the tolling, tolling, tolling fills glory in the rolling. From throbbing and the sobbing of the melancholy bell. Of bell, 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 bell. Of the moaning and the groaning of the bell. Hear the sledges with the bell, silver bell. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night. All the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time with a sort of runic rhyme. From the tintinnabulation that's so musically well. From bell, 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 bell. From the jingling and the tinkling of the bell. Pilots playing poker in the cockpit of the plane. The casualties are rising like the dropping of the rain. But a mountain of machinery will fall before a man when your white foot's marching in a yellow land. It's written in the ashes of the village towns we burned. Written in the empty beds of fathers unreturned. But the chocolate in the children's eyes will never understand when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their chartered souls like man who will be fighting by your side. But never turn your back if the battle turns the tide. For the color of the enemy speaks louder than command when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Blow them from the forest and burn them from your side. Tie their hands behind their backs and question through the night. But when the firing squad is ready, they'll be spitting where they stand at the white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their chartered soul like old horse following tired army. The comic and the beauty queen are dancing on the stage. The raw recruits are lining up like coffins in a cage. Oh, we're fighting in a war we lost before the war began. We're the white boots marching in a yellow land.
I've been singing every night the last 10 days, and I'll be singing through Election Day. I go back to California on Election Day and vote for the first time in my life.
Are you living in California?
Never voted before? Never voted before, no. I don't particularly believe in voting, but...
Why do you believe so in this election?
Well, I just think that this is an outrageous choice. You got to go from a government. You know, it's never been such a difference in long-term careers, you know, in McGovern's. Yeah, well, I chose to do that back in Oregon, in California primaries. But, you know, there's a few decent guys around. He's one of them. He's still a capitalist reformist. And, but he's still a good guy. I have here in my hand a poster saying Mayor Daley and George McGovern at the Torchlight Parade. And in Chicago, I picked it up in Chicago today, and they also have... picture a big billboard with everybody, including Hanrahan, who killed Fred Hampton. And I don't know, that could be a mistake. Could be, he's had a good rising curve for the last few weeks, McGovern has, and I think it might be a bad move to appear publicly with Daley at this point, because he might get back to that disillusionment again.
What do you think will happen if Nixon gets reelected? Does that have something to do with the fact that you're working for McGovern?
Oh, that's the main reason. I mean, you know, the main reason that... Well, I mean, I think Nixon's going to finish the job, like I said on stage. You know, fascism will come here for publicly, totally, and we'll be dead or in camps or out of the country.
Earlier in your career, weren't you into a rock and roll type bag? 50... music.
Yeah, briefly. I'm still interested. You know, in 1970, I did my gold suit tour, Carnegie Hall and the rest of the country. And I mean, that was just a sort of a... I mean, it was a sort of a reaction against acid rock, and it was a sort of a proletarian, you know, country and western rhythm and blues background of American music kind of trip also.
Do you like that type of music better than folk, or did the audience just turn you off?
I like them both. When I was 15, that was the music I liked the best. Yeah, that kind of music. You know, folk music came after that in my mind as far as, you know, absorbing music. But I never really performed it. And there is a record that A&M never released called Gunfight at Carnegie Hall, which is me doing all that stuff along with my other material, which hasn't been released. They thought it would ruin my career. And a career hard to ruin. But
what sort of lifestyle would you describe that you are living right now?
Well, alcoholic, vagabondish, traveling around the worldish. For the moment, campaigning. A lot of movie going.
When you go to other parts of the world, do you play in public?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I mean, Australia was a regular tour, and New Zealand was. You know, I sang at all the universities there. And
pretty familiar with you?
Yeah, there was like the subculture that knew about me, and we had some real nice turnouts. And then I went through, when I went through Asia, by the end of the trip, like, I mean, I was just going as a tourist there, really, and looking at a few military bases. But I actually ended up doing television in Hong Kong in the Agnes Chan show, Chinese television, in translation. And in the Philippines, right before Marcos declared martial law, I was on their most popular variety hour on Saturday night with the most incredible, the most Fellini-esque collection of characters, you know, singers from Panama and just all over the world, but just there in the studio with the Hilton, you know, marimba dance band in the background. And incredible country, the Philippines.
Now, I come from a different generation way back in the decade known as the 60s. Back then, the kids didn't sit around taking Prelude and Downers and Uppers, and they got involved and got upset when a couple of million people were murdered. Not like that today anymore. Here's a flashback to the old times. Oh, I am just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. Oh, you'd like to be my father, you'd like to be my dad. Give me kisses when I'm good and spank me when I'm bad. But since I left my parents, I've forgotten how to bow. So when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. And things that might be different if I was here alone. But I've got a friend or two who no longer live at home. And we'll respect our elders just as long as they allow that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. I've read of other countries where the students take a stand. They've even helped to overthrow the leaders of the land. Now I guess that it's the time to say we're also learning how. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So keep right on a-talking and tell us what to do. But if nobody listens, my apologies to you. And I know that you were younger once, cause you sure are older now. And when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. So I am just a student, sir, and only want to learn. But it's hard to read through the rising smoke from the books that you like to burn. So I'd like to make a promise, and I'd like to make a vow, that when I've got something to say, sir, I'm gonna say it now. If Nixon gets back in, it's going to be the end of America as we know it. It's going to be fascism here, the end of the Supreme Court, the end of civil liberties, the end of free journalism. The camps will be here. There's no question about that. Here's a vision about 10 or 20 years after they take over, if they do, if they're not stopped this year. In a building of gold with riches untold lived the families in which the country was founded. And the merchants of style with their vain velvet smiles were there, for they also were hounded. And the soft middle class crowded into the last, for the building was fully surrounded. And the noise outside was the rhythm of revolution. Sadly they stared and sank in their chairs and searched for a comforting notion. And the rich silver walls looked ready to fall as they shook in doubtful devotion. The ice cubes would clink as they freshened their drinks, wet their minds in empty motion, and they talked about the rhythm of revolution. We were hardly aware of the hardships they bared, for our time was taken with treasure. Our life was a game, and work was a shame, and pain was prevented by pleasure. The world, cold and gray, was so far away, in distance only money could measure. But their thoughts were broken by the rhythm of revolution. And the clouds filled the room in darkening doom, as the crooked smoke rings were rising. How long will it take? How can we escape? Someone asks, but no one's advising. And the quivering floor responds to the roar in a shake no longer surprising, as closer and closer come the rhythm of revolution. With compromise sway, we gave in halfway when we saw that rebellion was growing. Now everything's lost as they kneel by the cross where the blood of Christ is still flowing. Too late for their sorrow, they've reached their tomorrow and reaped the seed they were sowing. Now harvested by the rhythm of revolution. In tattered tuxedos, they faced the new hero, crawled about in confusion, and they sheepishly grinned, for the memories were dim of the decades of dark execution. Hollow hands raised, they stood there amazed in the shattering of their illusion, as the windows were smashed by the rhythm of revolution. Down on our knees, we're begging you, please, we're sorry for the way you were driven. There's no need to taunt, just take what you want, and we'll make amends if we're living. But away from the ground, the flames told the town, only the dead are forgiven, as they vanished inside the rhythm of revolution.
What's it feel like to be that kind of living folk legend of the 60s that's still going on, protesting on?
Feels like one big hangover. I thought the American public was becoming much more conscious around 64, 65, when the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement were coming together, and it was very strong then before drugs came into the picture. And I thought they were getting very strong. It was incredible widespread consciousness in 68 when Kennedy and McCarthy were running. It was fantastic. That was probably the high point. And now, I don't know. I mean, now everybody's disillusioned and despair and taking Quaalude. And I don't know. I wouldn't call this a high point. You know, I wouldn't say it's rising. I mean, it's rising from the numbness after Kent State, but it's not as high as it was in 68.
Do you think that a socialist candidate might reflect more of your personal views, but that you believe that you should vote for McGovern to defeat Nixon?
Yeah, but I, for some reason, there's never been a very hip socialist candidate here. You know, it's got I don't know.
You don't support any of the peace and freedom parties?
Yeah, I support any segment of the left. I always have. I mean, you know, from revolutionary to reformist, I always support the entire spectrum and don't get involved with the left-wing arguments, which are so suicidal, you know, as they attack each other, you know, divide and conquer. I support them all, you know, and I support any healthy effort. I mean, I think they all have elements of health to them. I mean, I never supported Democrats until 68, actively. But, I mean, Kennedy McCarthy, I sang for McCarthy. And if Kennedy won the nomination, I would have sang for Kennedy against Nixon.
You sing...
And then if there was a demonstration against Kennedy, well, I would have sang at that, too, you know, if it was for a good reason.
Do you sing very much to make your own living?
Once in a while, I do a concert for some money, and I pull it on. I try to live cheap.
You smoke pot or anything like that?
I smoked pot for 5 years, and I don't smoke pot anymore at all. I decided that it hurts your memory, hurts your concentration, especially. It's very difficult, for me anyway, like to read a book and absorb it, smoking pot, because I mean, pot I think sort of throws you off in side angles too much. I mean, you get a lot of sort of semi-brilliant flash thoughts, any one of which can just sort of say, oh wow, man, and, like, you think, boy, you know, that red curtain reminds me of, you know, and off you go. But there's no control to it. Once in a while I do, but basically I don't smoke any grass at all anymore.
Did pot influence any of your music at all?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I never wrote anything stoned on grass particularly.
Did you ever do any psychedelics?
Took a little acid. I'm very afraid of acid. I think it's really dangerous. I think it's like the devil in a lot of ways. I like mescaline. I think mescaline is really good. I mean, like, in terms of taking drugs, I think it's good to take pure mescaline, like take a real trip of mescaline, which is organic, and I think very good. I don't think that hurts you at all. Acid, I think, is deadly, and I think it's a crime that it was mass distributed in such a shoddy way. I think, you know, I suspect very strongly it was counter-revolutionary in intent and in the way it was handed out so quickly in 67 at a point, you know, when the movement was becoming very ideological. And it was, because if, as you recall, when Dr. Leary dispensed the pill, he said, politics is bullshit, at a point when the war was being escalated to that fury. And so the double fact, I mean, the war went crazy and America's youth was put off on that stuff. And also I think, speaking now historically, the music that came out of acid is not very good. I mean, the contribution of acid rock, you know, as a whole, I don't think holds up to other schools of folk music or of the 50s rock or, you know, I mean, endless things back there. So therefore, I think acid is rotten.
But in order to have fascism as a going concern, you got to have some kind of respect for the armed forces. That's one thing, one area where they've made a mistake. Is there anybody here who'd like to change his clothes into a uniform? Is there anybody here thinks they're only serving on a raging storm? Is there anybody here, glory in their eyes, loyal to the end, whose duty is to die? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, gonna call his name for the battle of the man. Who'd like to wrap the flag around an early grave? Is there anybody here thinks they're standing taller on a battle wave? Is there anybody here who'd like to do his part? A soldier to the world, a hero to his heart. I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand. Call his name for the medal of the man. Is there any anybody here proud of the parade who'd like to give a cheer and show they're not afraid? I'd like to ask him what he's trying to defend. I'd like to ask him what he thinks he's gonna win. Is there anybody here who thinks that following the orders takes away the blame? Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him, want to wish him luck.
Ask me who this song is about. I just smile. Now some people say he's a jester, and others say Prince of Peace. Some say he's a child molester, a careful and cunning thief. It's a rumor the vultures control him, like a pigeon out on a string. Some say he flies like an eagle, that he still has the scorpion sting. But it's hard to see him plainly through the back of his black limousine. Yes, it's hard to see him plainly, but through the candy-coated dream. They say he's recently acquired an authentic movie queen. And she says he's passion and fire. She said so in a fan magazine. And his hometown sweetheart reminisces. States he's changed his nose, and the giver of his life softly kisses, 'cause a mother always knows. But it's hard to see him plainly through the back of his black limousine. Yes, it's hard to see him plainly through the can. Golden retrievers keep the sheep and the wolves at bay, and the chorus of rehearsed believers know precisely what to say. But it's hard to see him plainly through the back of his black limousine. It's a hard to see him plainly through the candy. Jester, and others say Prince of Peace. Some say he's a child molester, a careful and cunning thief. It's rumored the vultures control him like a pigeon out on a string. They say he has the strength of an eagle, and he still has the scorpion. reveals her colors through a different haze. And she sees her life through a numbered days. She is a different shade of blue. People call her different me. I'm a different too. She knows things I cannot know, and she leads me places I cannot go. She is another shade. People call her crazy. Me, I'm a crazy too. And when she moves in your mind, she brings you life untasted. Of all the time you have wasted before she came to you. She feels her colors through a different haze, and she sees her life through unnumbered days. She is another shade. Call her strange. Me, I'm a stranger too. A different shade of blue. On the street, on the block, Junkie's habit is called Jones. This is a song about Jones. Send him up another bag. I got to drop down around the corner. Got to find myself a fool and get up a game of nine ball and hustle a little pool. I said, oh, won't you help me, Jesus? Won't you help me nail up my door? Said, Jones is a coming down. Another tattoo needle in my tattered skin. I said, get on up there, vein. Said, I got to get it in. Said, I know it's a strain, but I gotta get down again. So come on, help me, Jesus. Help me nail up my door. Mr. Jones is a-coming down. I should quit. I know I should right now, 'cause I'm getting sick, but I don't know how, 'cause my eyes are turning yellow and my urine is turning brown. But I feel I could get mellow if I could get down. Help me, Jesus. Help me nail up on the door. Jones is coming down. Do anything to make a score. I said, hey there, little girl. You say you're just 13. Well, how would you like to make some money and have a real sweet dream? Just to go down on the corner and you take this little bag. And then you say, hey, big boy, would you like to cop a little scag? Help me, Jesus, help me nail up my door. Jones is a coming down, do anything to make a score. Now, can you dig a lying and stealing, ripping off every friend you've seen, and wondering when the bust will come, puking and turning green? Would you like to sell your mother just to make the bail? Or would you rather try cold turkey squirming in a dirty jail? Or would you like to nod your life away when you know you're dying a little bit more each day? Or would you like to marry a little cellophane bag? Come on and get your death certificate and shoot up a little skag. Now come on, help me, Jesus, help me nail up my door. Jones is coming down, anything to make a score. Say, help me, Jesus, help me nail up my door. Said, Mr. Jones is coming down, do anything, 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 anything.
The creek was running by the road, and the Buckeye sun was shining. I rode my bike down Allen Creek Drive when I was a boy in Ohio. The English teacher, he didn't care. He challenged us to checkers, and once in a while we'd swap a joke. When I was a boy in Ohio, once I was caught playing hooky from school. They found me home in the evening. I confess I've been to the movie show when I was a boy in Ohio. We would wait for the summer to come, swimming and picking berries. Now a freeway covers the field where I used to be so happy. I remember the burger boy, where the girls would shine like the engine, and the radio was always loud when I was a boy in Ohio. It was 3-2 beer in the honky-tonk bar, where they said the girls were easy, but somehow I never found me one. I was a boy in Ohio. The Spanish teacher, she tried to help, but she was much too pretty. So I just stared at the back of her leg when I was a boy in Ohio. I've been all over the country, but I don't believe I've had more fun than when I was a boy in Ohio. British War, young land started growing, young blood started flowing, and I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war. It's always the young fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers, so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. And I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men. Now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war. It's always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese sky, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning. I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. I ain't marching anymore.
Far out, it's in tune. Almost. I was born in a little town called Hampton, Virginia. Far out. Somebody knows where it is, man. It's about the size of a postage stamp. It's a song about that place. Now God is dead and the church is sick, but the preacher is doing fine. Mother India is starving, and Buffy's strung out on codeine. And now I'm not a revolutionary, but my draft board says I am. Because I refuse to lay this body down and be a sacrificial lamb, a sacrificial lamb. Ah, but every now and then I get a longing to go home when the weather gets a little bit cold. And so sweet Virginia water would satisfy. A drink of sweet Virginia water would satisfy. Satisfy my soul. that satisfy my soul. I said, now I left the South some time ago, 'cause the scene was getting old. Civil War crazes rising up again, just looking for a place to take hold, with the Confederate flag engraved right behind their dilated eyes. I packed my paranoia in a little black bag, and I never even looked behind and left my mother crying. Ah, but every now and then I get a longing to go home when the weather gets a little bit cold. And some sweet Virginia water would satisfy. A drink of sweet Virginia water would satisfy my soul. Satisfy my soul. I was born down by the water. I learned to swim in the Chesapeake Bay. And a soft ocean breeze on a summer afternoon would carry your mind away. But these crowded cities I can find myself in ain't got no breeze at all. And the hotel rooms are hardly big enough for a Shetland pony stall. A Shetland pony stall. Ah, but every now and then I get a longing to go home when the weather gets a little bit cold. And so sweet Virginia water would satisfy. A drink of sweet Virginia water would satisfy. Satisfy my soul. Don't you talk me to death about your problems. There ain't room enough in my brain. Between yours and mine and the music that I hear, hell, I'm just about to go insane. I think I'll take me a ticket on an aeroplane and fly home to the sea. Thank you very much for your concern, but won't you please just let me be? Do not bother me. Ah, 'cause every now and then I get a longing to go home when the weather gets a little bit cold. And some sweet Virginia water would satisfy. A drink of sweet Virginia water would satisfy. A sweet Virginia water would satisfy. I satisfy my soul. I satisfy my soul. Be it ever so humble. There's no place like home. Song by Tom Paxton. If you had me in shackles on a dungeon floor, cold iron shackles and a cast iron door, a battalion of troopers just a-watching the keys, I'd still be free. If you had me on an island in the Spanish Main, in a jungle fortress in the Spanish rain, a battalion of cruisers watching me, I'd still be free. Your power can't blind my mind and make me be what you want me to be. Your power can't blind my eyes the way it's blinded you. If you had me in a tower with a marble hall, one window above me and no stairs at all, and if you needed a ladder just to check on me, maybe I'd still be free. Your shackles can't bind my mind and make me be what you want me to be. Your power can't blind my eyes the way it's blinded you. If you had me in shackles on a dungeon floor, cold iron shackles and a cast iron door, a battalion of cruisers just to watch the key,
I'd still be free. I'd still be free. I'd still be free. I'd still be free. Yeah, that's true. California, and I tried to live in California, but I just couldn't get that together. I live in Cleveland.
What you live in Cleveland for?
Because I found some nice people and some good friends, man, and you can't find them in a lot of places. And if you got a few good friends, you know. This song's about the place I live. Did not go to Woodstock, and I might not. All right. Do 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 dee do 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 dee. That's good. I don't guess that's gonna feed back. I did not go to Woodstock, and I might not go again. Just too many people for the kind of shape I'm in. But my hang-ups are falling down like a raindrops from the sky. I just sit right here on my front porch and I watch the world go by. 'Cause it's so nice on Hessler Street. It's so nice on Hessler Street. Now the street is made of cobblestones, but every day they change. And the people that you talk to there, you might never see again. Tomorrow's a long time coming, and today seems far away. But the first time I walked down Hessler Street, I had to take off my shoes and stay. 'Cause it's so nice on Hessler Street. 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 Now it might not be the place for you, 'cause it's not yet home to me. It's only a resting place where I happen to be. One of many others in this life I've known. So get it together and find a Hessler Street of your own. 'Cause it's so nice on Hessler Street. It's so nice
So nice, nice, nice on Hessler Street, on Hessler Street. It's so nice, nice, nice on Hessler Street. It's so nice on Hessler Street. It's so nice on Hessler Street. And I did not go to Woodstock, and I might not go again. Too many people for the kind of shape I'm in. But my hang-ups are falling down like the raindrops from the sky. I just sit right here on my front porch and I watch the world go by. 'Cause it's so nice on Hessler Street. 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 This is the most political song I'm gonna sing. Tooka, 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 I'm gone. A weed and wine to mellow out your mind. A weed and wine makes you feel so fine. If you need something to make it through the night, I think I found a remedy that's really out of sight. I said a weed and wine. Mellow out your mind. I said I woke up this morning, picked my head up off the floor. The bill collector took all of my money, now he's grinning through the phone for more. And my manager's coming over, 'cause he wants his 95%. My woman, she's a bitchin' at me, 'cause we ain't even paid the rent. Gotta get me some weed and wine all together now to mellow out your mind. Weed and wine makes you feel so fine. If you need something to make it through the night, I think I found a remedy that's really out of sight. I said a weed and wine to mellow out your mind. I've got a fine old lady, she's my lover and my very best friend. But every time I walk through the door, she wants to know where you've been. I smile and take my hat off and put my mind away on the shelf. How can I tell her where I've been when I don't even know myself? Come on, come on, come on, weed and wine to mellow out your mind. A weed and wine makes you feel so fine. Now if you need something to make it through lunch, I think I found something that helps a whole bunch. Weed and wine to mellow out your mind. So if you're feeling bothered and the heavies keep bringing you down, no one seems to understand that the straight world really ain't round. Get your head right, put some mellow music on. Do the thing I'm singing about, you feel better before too long. Two, three, four, weed and wine to mellow out your...
Angel got hired by Bowery Bar, sweeping up the saloon. As his rag would sail o'er the barroom rail, sounded like he whistled on a tune. You could almost hear him whistling on a tune. Angel rolled on from job to job, from the docks to the railroad line. And no matter how hungry the hand that wrote, in his letters he was always doing fine. In his letters he was always doing fine. All the years went by like the sun going down, slowly turned the page. And when Joe looked back at the sweat upon his tracks, he had nothing to show but his age. He had nothing to show but his age. So he headed out for the California shore. There things were just as bad. So he joined the industrial workers of the world, 'cause the union was the only friend he had. 'Cause the union was the only friend he had. Now the strikes were bloody and the strikes were black, as hard as they were long. In the dark of the night, Joe would stay awake and write. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. In the morning, he would raise them with a song. And he wrote his words to the tunes of the day, to be passed along the union vine. And the strikes were led and the songs were spread, and Joe Hill was always on the line. I said Joe Hill was always on the line. Now in Salt Lake City a murder was made. There was hardly a clue to find. All the proof was poor, but the sheriff was sure that Joe was the killer of the crime. That Joe was the killer of the crime. Joe raised his hand, but they shot him down. He had nothing but guilt to give. It's doctor in need, and they left him to bleed. But he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Yes, he made it 'cause he had the will to live. Then the trial was held in a building of wood, and there the killer would be named. And the days weighed more than the cold copper ore, 'cause he feared that he was being framed. 'Cause he found out that he was being framed. Ah, strange are the ways of the Western law, and strange are the ways of fate. For the government crawled to the mine owner's call, and the judge was appointed by the state. Yes, the judge was appointed by the state. All Utah justice can be had, but not for a union man. And Joe was warned by some early morn there'd be one less singer in the land. There'd be one less singer in the land. Now William Spry was governor Spry, and a life was his to hold. On the last appeal fell a governor's tear. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. May the Lord have mercy on his soul. Even President Wilson held up the day, but even he would fail. For nobody heard the soul-searching words of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. Of the soul in the Salt Lake City jail. For 36 years he lived out his days, and he more than played his part. For the songs that he made, he was carefully paid, with a rifle bullet buried in his heart. With a rifle bullet buried in his heart. Yes, they lined Joe Hill up against the wall, a blindfold over his eye. It's the life of the rebel that he chose to live. It's the death of the rebel that he died. It's the death of the rebel that he died. Now some say Joe was guilty as charged, and some say he wasn't even there. And I guess nobody will ever know, 'cause the court records all disappear. 'Cause the court records all disappear. Say wherever you go in this fair land, in every union hall, in the dusty dark these words are marked, in between all the cracks upon the wall. In between all the cracks upon the wall. It's the very last line that Joe Hill wrote when he knew that his days were through. Boys, this is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. good luck to all of you.
How does one go about describing Nixon? A hamburger? A donut? A Republican? Here's a verse from an unfinished song. I'm so tired. Who pulled the trigger at Attica? It's the same one who did at Kent State. Who's the biggest dope dealer in the world? Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Here's a song written about a southern state in former times. A song about a symbol of evil. Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. For underneath his borders, the devil draws no line. If you drag his muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. And the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. And the cat is when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land we've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Richard Nixon, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere. And every single classroom is a factory of despair. Oh, there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land we've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door. And their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Oh, here's to the land torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Richard Nixon, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust. And the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. All the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust. And heaven only knows in which God they can trust. The land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Richard Nixon. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down. And criminals are posing as the mayors of the town. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sound. And the speeches of the Spiro are the ravings of a clown. Oh, here's to the lad who torn out the heart of Richard Nixon. Find yourself another country to be part of.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The trip? Which one? I've been taking a lot of trips. In the last 2 years, I spent a lot of time in down in South America, you know, and then this year I went to Haiti, and then Australia, Tahiti, New Zealand, and all over Southeast Asia, just looking around. I sang in Australia. Not as bad a place as it looks from the outside. It looks very nice there. They got a very strong Marxist union leadership. They didn't purge out the commies like they did here. The head of the George Meany over there is a Marxist. Fantastic guy. Funny thing, every time I leave America, I always feel great. You know, I feel years younger, and after a while, I always miss America. I want to come back to it. Less and less as the years go by, as the country gets increasingly boring. Their lifeless culture. Every day, in 5 years from now, every day they're going to have 1,000 football games with 1,000 football teams. Basketball games, baseball games, boxing matches, every single day, with computer picks for all of them. Anything to take your mind off the rot.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. You won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the brandy air when I'm gone, and I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone, and I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone, and the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. You won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.